Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, honestly, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it's this. God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. Today's podcast is the story behind my song, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. This song is from my live worship recording called I Will Trust You from way back in the day. This particular song was born on June 1st, 1990, and I still can't believe it's been that long, but it has. Now, the story behind this song is simple. We had just begun a monthly gathering for worship in Oklahoma City a couple of years earlier that we began to call the Night of Praise. Within those first few years, God had increased the attendance at these cross-denominational gatherings so much that we kept needing to find larger and larger gathering places. What a great problem, right? Now, on this particular day, we were meeting at a new gathering place, and I was a bit apprehensive. For some reason, my soul felt distressed and troubled, mainly because I just did not want to mess with the flow of what we had been experiencing month after month at these amazing times of worship and ministry. And also, I wanted everything to go well and to flow as smoothly as we were accustomed to flowing in the Spirit. When I asked the Lord how to prepare for this night of praise in a new place, I simply focused on this truth. Just because we changed venues does not mean God changes at all. Duh. This song came as I simply declared the truth to my own soul of what really matters, that Jesus Christ is Lord, no matter what, no matter where. This song takes on a brand new tone for me personally these days as I battle my current health issues. Just because my circumstances change does not mean God changes. Just because I do not feel like blessing God does not mean I should not bless God. That would be foolish of me to bless God solely based on how I felt in any given moment. That would just be foolishness. Hebrews 13:8 says this, and this is simple truth, but it is magnificent truth. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, and I will bless the name of the Lord. Father, this day and every day we choose to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. We declare your glory and your victory over our lives, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our situations, regardless of the lies of the enemy. We will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5 says this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. If those are just a sampling of the benefits of the blessings of the Lord, why would we ever allow circumstances or feelings to dictate to us whether or not we should bless the Lord? If anything, we should bless him all the more, right in the midst of our fiery trials, right in the middle of our dire circumstances, right in the middle of pain and sorrow, right in the middle of life itself. Let us make this conscious choice to bless the Lord today, and let's make that choice every day. Life will be more abundant as a direct result. Today's episode is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, Melinda Jernigan, my beautiful wife, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And here's something I'm very excited to be able to share with you as how to become a member of my ministry team. My life's calling is to draw others to Jesus and allow Jesus to do any changing necessary. One of the ways that I've done this through the years is through my music, of course, and through my writing and through the sharing of my story. Now I have an even more efficient way of helping you help me do that. Not only will you be helping me create content for ministry, you'll receive many benefits in return. This new service is called Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And you can become a member of or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. By becoming a member of my patron team, you will reap many benefits like new music as it's being born, like copies of new books, like behind-the-scenes videos, teachings on creativity and identity in Christ, daily devotions, audio versions of certain books and chapters, printable art and lyrics signed by yours truly, special birthday greetings from me, and even the possibility of a meal or lunch with me at some point. That sounds fun to me. How about you? For a look at some of the benefits you'll receive by becoming a patron of my ministry, look over the section of this page labeled Become a Patron at www.patreon, that's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. And to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, I've just released a brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. The ebook is now available for $4.99, and the print version is available for $12.99. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And pick up a few as gifts for those you think might be blessed by such a gift. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of this song we use today, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord, from the live recording I Will Trust You, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else today, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.